Welcome to an HBO podcast from the HBO Late Night series, Real Time with Bill Maher.
Yes. So, did you look at it? Did I lose the bet already?
We're still trying to verify it.
I
would practice aloha if I were you.
All right. People know that every year I do New Year's Eve and,
you do,
and
yeah.
December 30th in Maui and Honolulu, and Mike and on the vacation one year. This year it's Sarah Silverman and Larry Miller are on the trip with me. It's going to be fantastic.
Nice.
So get your tickets now. See, I turned that into a plug.
No, that's
okay. Here are the questions. Cristobal, do you feel networks like MSNBC, which you used to work for, and you work for, help or hurt progressive causes?
Overall, I think MSNBC in the Trump era has done real damage to the left, and I'll
tell
you why. And I say that with love. I mean, these are my former colleagues, friends.
Disgruntled former employees.
People that I know, that's right, that's the deal. No, I mean, look, the Russia story and what happened there was important, but it was not all important. And they went so far in the realm of conspiracy theorizing. I mean, they had Jonathan Chait on.
Well, it was a conspiracy.
But they had Jonathan Chait on to talk about how Trump may have been a Russian plant since 1987.
He may have been.
This is ridiculous, okay? This is way out from what journalistic facts said. And it's to the exclusion of other stories that people actually care about healthcare, about trade, about the future of their lives, automation. These things are real, and they don't get focused when you only look at one thing. So, yeah, they built up expectations so much that when the report came out, people were like, oh, it was no big deal. When it was a big deal.
It was like anything short of the tea tape was nothing.
Right.
Well, the person who shit the bed was Robert Mueller. He can't even go after the taxes? Seriously? That's your investigative technique? Don't follow the money?
Why did we put our faith in a Republican? He's a Republican. He's a lifelong Republican.
But that was the mistake on MSNBC, is making him
into this hero.
And shit the bed.
Bed.
He indicted the campaign manager, the deputy campaign manager.
He let Trump off the hook.
The president's
lawyer. He took a memo, a fucking memo, not a law, not in the Constitution, just a memo. We did a whole thing on this. Remember that night? Right after it came out?
And he had been more outspoken, I agree with you, but he laid it on a platter for Congress.
How about if you just interviewed Trump? Trump didn't have to sit
Forgot the taxes.
The legal genius of Rudy Giuliani was able to protect Trump from being interviewed by the prosecutor.
Exactly. I mean, the whole thing is the taxes. The reason why he may be a Russian asset is because he's the worst businessman ever. So at a certain point, the only people who give him money are the Russians. That's, you know,
Mueller didn't establish collusion per se, because that's a technical term. He showed clear coordination between the campaign and the other. I think he did his job. Could he have done more? Sure. Oh. Did he do enough? Absolutely.
But then it comes back to MSNBC, where it was so overhyped. And they're not alone, right? There are plenty of people who were involved in the overhyping of this. But then what he did find, the facts, were not enough for a public that expected, like Barry said, that they were going to get the P tape.
My quick take on all of it was, everything everybody said is absolutely right, but here's the rub at the end of the day. The Democrats in Congress, the media allowed the Attorney General to come out and define the narrative before the report was put on the table. So at that point, folks, it didn't matter what was in the report.
That's right.
Because we were told there's nothing here.
And the report was too hard to follow. What is this bullshit about? Like, we did not find
that thing.
It's like, just tell us. Okay.
Agreed.
Fernand, what is the secret to Democrats winning Florida in 2020?
Oh, good cue.
Don't run Bernie Sanders as the Democratic nominee, who's a socialist, in that state where there is no traction there. The Democrats need to do what Barack Obama did in 2012. Go after the Hispanic vote now. Start turning that vote. That is the swing state. If they do that, they'll take those 29 electoral votes with them.
Quick quiz. Which of the Democratic candidates polls best with Hispanics?
Number one, with Hispanics.
Bernie Sanders.
That's right.
Look, I don't know Florida politics. You may be right about Florida, but you
Well, that's
Elizabeth
Cuban.
Warren.
There's a lot of Cubans, and there's this tape of Bernie complimenting Fidel Castro. Not Julian
and
Castro.
Just the other night in the debate, he was unwilling.
I think, for Nance part, you've got to remember how we elect the president of the United States now, all right? And I know it's frustrating for a lot of folks, but Florida is important in terms of what you're saying. Yes, Hispanics, you know, you can find me a poll that says Hispanics support Bernie.
Yeah. I like when you call him the president.
21%, that's not a
At the end of the day, we don't elect the president nationally. So I tell people all the time, don't pay attention to the national polls. Pay attention to what's going on in the various states.
Right.
That's what Trump did. That's not what Hillary did. She focused on the big national picture that said she was going to win by this huge number, and he went in and he chipped away because he knew what the electoral number was he had to get. Florida and Texas right. are key states in this upcoming election. And by 2024, and I'm on the record saying this, the Democrats will have their nirvana. Because Republicans could potentially have lost, make it purple on a good day
yeah.
in Texas.
Guess, and so guess that's who's to doing best in Texas in the most recent poll?
Bernie Sanders is number one in Nevada. Nevada is the third of the primary caucus states in February.
Right.
Number one, Bernie Sanders.
Bernie
okay, let me ask you this.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes, you're,
yes. But I believe that about the top four or five. They could beat him, but Hillary beat him, and we need to crush him.
Right.
Just beating Trump isn't right. going
to
be good enough.
Well, you got to pay attention to the electoral map because that's where you're going to win.
Exactly.
You're not going to win with the national strategy.
Out of office.
And
right.
it's
but
four
then
states.
Also...
Nevada's not one of them. It's Florida. It's right now. It's Florida, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania.
There you
Those
go.
Are the magic four. It's all
and
about.
And how do you win Western?
Right?
How does Bernie Sanders win Western Pennsylvania? Wait,
because he won it by losing Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania.
Right.
So we need to focus first
those
on those three.
Three.
And Bernie won the Michigan primary. Bernie won the Wisconsin primary.
That
they
was just Democrats
Bernie.
Voting.
Yes, but he actually. The people...
He won't even identify as a Democrat, for crying out loud.
That's
I want
that's
a Democrat
an advantage.
To be the Democrat.
Yeah. That's why people love him.
Okay.
I would say that there are a lot of Democrats running.
Except
that
for Democrats.
Call themselves
exactly.
Right.
Let me ask this,
really.
This question of our Republican friend here, because this audience, even though 90% of Republicans are firmly behind Donald Trump, we only see never-Trumpers. Mm-hmm. We see people like you on TV mm-hmm. and Nicole Wallace and Steve Schmidt, and we know the roster. And you're a never-Trumper, right? You don't want
no,
Trump.
No, I don't classify myself, though. I am a Republican. As I say to folks, look, I've been in this party for 41 years.
So you could vote for Trump?
And, no.
Well, that's a never-Trumper.
It's not in the sense, you know, saying, oh, you know, because I'll tell you why. And this is important.
Okay.
Because you wind up playing that political game when you start creating these kinds of labels. If you're not standing, to your point, Michael,
okay.
if you're not standing for something, which is what you just saw the exchange, Bernie Sanders is a socialist, or he's not claiming he's a Democrat. And you're like, yes, that's a good thing. When you start using the labels, that works to the advantage of your opponents. So if you go back and study what happened with the Never Trump narrative, right? Trump reveled in that. Mm. What he does not like is someone who stands there and said, listen, son of a bitch, this is how this is. I believe in these things.
Okay.
These are the things I value. That's the
okay.
fight.
So you wouldn't ever vote for Trump?
No.
Okay.
I did.
So,
even if Bernie
okay.
nominees
okay. so
vote
my question
for
is, what do the Never Trumpers do? What do they say? The people on MSNBC who have
right.
gone very far left, because look who's giving them their paycheck. What do they say if it's Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren at the top of the ticket? Do they never Trump, but would they vote would Nicole Wallace vote for...
They vote in Mike Bloomberg. They write in Mike Bloomberg.
They
Well, that's
they,
a well, bullshit
well,
pussy
honestly,
move.
That's
no,
what people
that's
said, what talk
yeah.
about.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Right
so there, it
we're
runs the spectrum.
Home.
Wait a minute.
No.
But
believe
wait,
it blank.
That's partly true.
And some will vote for
There
Bernie.
Are a lot of folks like Nicole and Joe Scarborough and others who very say, look, I'll vote for the dog in the car
but
if that's who the Democrats nominate.
But why does it matter? There are like five people.
What?
This is the Never Trump. I mean, I
know,
there
I'm just,
more, but there's like five people.
I know. I'm just amused
unicorns.
Because I see
well,
them on
yeah.
MSNBC, and I remember how they used
You're
to
talking.
Talk when they were talking, when it was
they
Bush and Romney. And they were, you know, they didn't even want Obamacare.
But,
right.
But,
right.
But so, let's be clear that you're identifying the people that you see on television or read about in the newspaper. Trust me, there's a much larger network of folks out there. And this is the rub that gets into the core of what the Democrats have to do this next November. Is how do you make the argument to a center-right Republican or independent candidate, voter, mm-hmm. to get them to support your candidate, your agenda? Mm-hmm. Because someone like me, I can't separate, say, well, just because you're the candidate who's not Trump, I am all in. I also need to take value and stock of what it is you're going to do.
Yeah.
So to Bill's point in your discussion earlier, it matters to me when you say you're going to take away my private health care. It matters to me when you say we're going to open up the
borders
and
give... Actually, we're going to give you and you
but
and every other American free health care
that's
going to be paid for
saying.
By taxes, like in every other civilized country. Yeah. You're going to get a lot of things if Bernie is your president.
I don't
president.
Believe and in the government really, giving me stuff like that because it's never free.
Also,
and
you don't,
someone's
the idea that the government...
Can you pay your taxes?
But you have such faith in the government. The U.S. government can really take over.
The government can take... faith in the corporate markets? I mean, Medicare is far more efficient. Medicare is far more efficient than the private health insurance.
We don't have a democracy.
But there's something in between. I mean, Elizabeth Warren always talks about the insurance companies. That's not where most of the money is. It's the hospitals.
Thank you.
Somebody has to stop the gouging.
It's the profit motive in healthcare, which incentivizes, Mike Moore, thank you for educating us, sickness is what our profit motive incentivizes.
But the practicality of the U.S. government taking over a sixth of the economy.
It's crazy.
And it's... I just don't have that kind of thing.
Because they already do it. They take over. They do the police force, the fire department, the libraries, the public schools,
the military.
The military. Talk about a percentage of the economy of the voters. Post office. The
Never
government does do it, and they do a pretty good job of it. As long as if it's the government of, for, and by the people. If it's the government of the corporations, that's what we get
then
screwed. That's what we've got right now. And we need to look, let's go back to the thing we all agree on, that we have to defeat Trump. If that's job one, then that is going to happen when we put up a street-frightened woman or a street-frightened man that is going to bring him down. Otherwise, he will make mincemeat of the wrong Democrat during the campaign, and we cannot let that happen.
Okay, we gotta go. Thank you very much, everybody.
Catch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10, or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to hbo.com.